He's dummy.
You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. Morning, Nick DiGilio here, and it's time for You Big Dummy. This is when we gather together all the true stories of dummies doing dumb stuff. We vote on them, and you get some prizes if you're a dummy reader. So here we go. Dummy number one, dummy number one. A New England Patriots fan was a bit premature when he got a Super Bowl championship tattoo days before the team lost in the playoffs. 31-year-old Burke O'Connell says he strongly believed the Patriots would win the AFC championship in advance to the Super Bowl. The Massachusetts native had a friend ink the celebratory tattoo across his calf 2 days before the Patriots lost to the Denver Broncos. O'Connell, who now lives in Los Angeles, tells the Boston Globe that he has no regrets. He says his chin tattoo of an ex-girlfriend's name now covered up was much worse.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Shouldn't that guy hang out with that Mets fan? Dan, remember that idiot Mets fan?
You ever do the same thing?
He did the same thing, man. Jeez. Dummy number two, dummy number two. Submitted by Peter. Hello, Peter. Authorities in Florida, Florida, say a suspected burglar was arrested after returning to the crime scene to retrieve a bottle of iced tea. Several news outlets report Brian Linden, 23, is charged with burglary of an unoccupied residence and grand theft. Authorities say Linden and another person are suspected of breaking into a Cooper City home Tuesday morning, then trying to break into another residence in Pembroke Pines. During the crime, Linden left a bottle of iced tea that he began to drink. Broward Sheriff's Office spokeswoman Gina Carter says that Linden was arrested after returning to the scene for the tea, which she says Linden probably thought was DNA evidence.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. Dummy number three is submitted to by our listener, Tommy. And Tommy, for being our winner and our reader tonight, you win a $25 Lou Malnati's gift card. Lou Malnati's, the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. You can find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations. You can order online at loumalnati's.com. And he'll also win a pair of tickets to the Chicago Auto Show. February 13th through the 21st at McCormick Place. Tickets are courtesy of Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC, an exclusive bank of the show. All right, Tommy, take it away. Dummy number three.
This is Tommy for You Big Dummy. It was an attempted theft that left a nasty taste in one's mouth. Criminals in Australia tried to siphon gasoline from the gas tank of a bus, but accidentally tapped into the sewage tank instead. It appeared thieves made the attempt on the parked bus during a night earlier this week, said a Laverton police sergeant. However, they got a bit more than they bargained for when they accidentally accessed the bus's waste tank instead of the one containing fuel. The sergeant said the discarded cap and lack of fuel stolen suggested they had failed to get away with what they were hoping to steal. He added that while Laverton police were looking for the offenders, police officers have absolutely zero interest in tracking down the stolen goods. He did, however, say officers were hoping, quote-unquote, word of mouth would help crack the case. Now back to you, Nick.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy. Bigger dummy than my dummy.
That's unbelievable. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. This dummy story was presented by an anonymous listener in Des Plaines. She wanted to remain anonymous because she knows the criminals in this story. The fourth time was not a charm for two would-be robbers of a Kmart in Des Plaines. The two men in question were attempting to break into a locked employee-only door at the store. The first time, one man distracted a nearby employee by asking questions while the other attempted to enter. The employee noticed, and the men fled. The two returned a little bit later, but left promptly when noticed that the same employee was still by the door. They returned a third time with a screwdriver to try to open the door, but employees heard a loud noise that they created, and they fled again. The fourth time, they tried to use a pocket knife to access the door. However, the knife slipped and cut one of the men, causing a small amount of blood on his clothes. The clothes were found in the man's trunk when they were pulled over by police a short time later. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A foolish competitive eater finally met his match when he tried to take a gallon of Tabasco sauce and lost with disgusting results. The man, known as L.A. Beast, filmed himself attempting the challenge on YouTube. The caption said, in an effort to add another notch to his spice belt, the L.A. Beast happily accepted the challenge to drink an entire gallon of habanero Tabasco sauce. What the hell is wrong with this guy? That's 7,000 Scoville heat units. The caption continued, for the record, it is a terrible idea to think you can drink a gallon of Tabasco sauce. Don't try this whatsoever. After nearly 3 minutes of posturing, our protagonist begins his test, proclaiming, I can handle my spice. After the first glug, the man says, oh man, this is going to be harder than I thought. Eventually, the Tabasco wins, and he ends up vomiting in a rather spectacular way. The video has been viewed over 3 million times.
Dummy.
Okay. There are some really dumb people this week. I mean, some exceptionally dumb people. Okay, we got to vote. The dummy who gave who got a Patriots championship tattoo before they lost. The dummy who returned to the scene of the crime to get a bottle of iced tea. The dummies who tried to siphon gas from a bus but actually siphoned sewage. The dummies who tried to steal from the same store four times. And the dummy who tried to drink a gallon of Tabasco sauce. Really dumb people this week. All right, Dan.
I do love a good chin tattoo. And I'm always fascinated when people try to steal gas.
Yeah.
It just always interests me, but...
Yeah, it's not Mad Men. We're not in the wasteland,
you
know?
Yeah. But I think...
In fact, gas is pretty cheap now.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the guy who tried to drink a gallon of Tabasco sauce. Because he can handle his spice.
I can handle my spice. L.A. Beast. I love the fact... I've not seen the video. Of course, I'm going to watch it. But I love the fact that he postures for 3 minutes before he starts it. L.A. Beast. All right. Esmeralda, who do you think is the biggest dummy this week?
No, it's that L.A. Beast guy. I'm watching it.
Oh, okay.
You don't get to the good stuff until about 8 minutes.
Oh, so it's just him being an idiot for...
It's him, like, drinking it and being all... But at 8, like 8,
8 is when the explosion happens.
Yeah, is when the fireworks start.
Okay. So you're voting for the dummy.
Yes.
For the Tabasco dummy.
Yes.
For L.A. Beast.
Yes.
All right. I haven't seen the vidya yet. I'm going to watch it. But without seeing the video, I've got to go with the idiots who siphon the sewage. I mean, that is just unbelievable. And also, really, really, I do want to mention to Tommy, nice delivery, man. That was really well done. Very well done. Very well done. All right. Well, Tommy gets himself Lou Malnati's. He got himself a pair of tickets to the auto show. And if you want to join us and read, find a story, a link to a funny dummy story online, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We'll get you on the air and you'll win. All right. We got a break. After the news, we've got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and then it becomes Fly Jams Friday. The news is next. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, 'cause Ice Cube.
F-bomb.
Out of context, context, context.
Context, context.
That's right.
Out of context, context, context.
That's right. Straight out of context. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN, and we are going to play back all the straight out of context. This is, of course, when you listen to this radio station 24/7, whenever anybody at any time says something that you pull out of context and it sounds dirty, you jot all the info down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan, what do we got?
First up, we've been teasing this for a week. Celine and our own Vic Vaughn heard this one of Mary Vandevelt.
Maybe we should just sit on balls.
Okay.
Mary.
Yeah. She was thinking of Robbie Benson at that time. Okay, next.
Here's another one of Mary. This one's courtesy of Debbie and John B.
They're not that tiny. They're nice and bite-sized.
And I'll tell you something, but, it's, you know, it's interesting that it comes right after that first one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mike and Brian J. sent in this one of you, Nick.
Just stick your face right in it. Okay. I don't know what we were talking about, but okay.
Tim and Frank emailed this one of Dan Hampton.
Oh,
he's got a package that nobody has ever really seen at that position.
Hampton's going to kick my ass now. Okay, next.
All right, Eric O. and Harold submitted another opus from Bill, Wendy, and Steve Bertrand.
I've shared with you. I'd let you taste things. The nuts were really the only good part of it. I'm for it. I do it. He covers up the whole hole.
I can tell it's flaming you up.
Let them taste it before you start begging. And do you beg? Do you say, boy, that looks good. Could I try some?
You know, I'm more of a taker than a giver.
Yeah, I knew that about Steve. Good God.
What are they talking about?
I have no idea. It's
wow.
It's a filth fest on middays. All right, next.
The next couple ones are sent in by Brian. First one's of me. It's a long one. All right, now we have another long one. Got really excited on that second one.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm.
It was a long one.
It was a long one, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Second one is of Eric Childress.
Opened it wide in the right spot.
Okay.
Third one's from Lou Manfredini.
I see cans.
Okay.
And another one from Lou.
It's a really terrific unit.
Yes, it is. All right. Next.
And then one of you.
Well, I'm holding it in my hand right now, and it's really, really great. Oh, okay. I shouldn't say that on the air. I'm not video streamed like the rest of the shows here at the station, so I can do that. All right.
Chris heard this one of Steve Bertrand.
You can get felt for days.
Okay.
Real quick, we want to give Chris a shout out. Chris listens to us on his way to work. He works for the Goodman Theater.
Oh, cool.
And prepared to be jealous. But he reports that he met Tom Hardy when Tom Hardy was starring in The Long Red Road, which was directed by Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
So this is per Chris. Tom Hardy was very nice and really friendly to everyone at the theater. He had just been cast in Mad Max at the time.
Oh. Oh, okay. That's a good story.
Good story.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
Matthew sent in this one of our good friend Tom Appel.
Yeah, he got around.
Okay.
Kevin Powell, K-Pax.
K-Pax!
Emailed this one of Steve Brzanich.
Make our mouth water and tell us where you put it.
Welcome. Welcome to the station, Steve. You are now an official member of the WGN family. You have made Straight Out of Context. I'm sure you're thrilled. Okay, next.
Adria submitted these of you.
Esmeralda, I'm so glad you've latched on to that.
Oh.
You can touch me. I've touched Tim Thomerson. Oh, Esmeralda, you got to like that last one. I would imagine you probably...
No, that was good.
I've touched Tim Thomerson. Okay, I need a T-shirt of that made, I believe. Okay.
Next up, Ken in Milwaukee and Brian submitted these of Wendy.
You would stick your finger in the holes.
Okay.
And finally,
yeah.
Matthew emailed these of you.
Does that mean I can play with them on my phone? My ex-wife got me for Christmas the big package. Oh, hit it? Okay. Okay. Well, there you go. That's straight out of context. Keep them coming, folks. They're never going to stop, evidently. Okay. What do you do? No one else yes.
Spies.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay. This is when you listen 24/7 and whenever anybody mentions me or the show, jot it down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right.
All right. So we've got two, and they're actually an extension of Out of Context. These are self-reports/Nick D Show spies. So first one is from Brian Noonan and Cody Gaw. They've been doing some web exclusive podcasts, and they were talking about haircuts and Brian's decision to go to a new haircut, and it led to this.
This style looks better on me now that I've lost the weight because I don't have so much head coming out. Because Nick DiGilio. Yeah. There's your out of context quote.
Okay.
And the next one submitted by Steven. Andrea, Steve, and Mary were talking about mattresses and how over time you kind of find your little nook and crannies and little areas that become your own, and it led to this.
You know, it's like that old lesson that was taught to us by Mary Vandeveld about the butthole. The butthole is where you spend too much time in one area of the mattress, and your butt creates a sagging, holding thing, kind of thing in the mattress.
How do you make the butthole?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go. It could be a firm hole, too. Doesn't have to be sagging.
Well, no, the point being it would. Oh, you're talking about the butt.
No,
I'm
no
very
it's
confused.
Gotta
about
be
the impression.
It's gotta be a hole.
Talking about the impression.
We would
the
make
mattress.
It more firm. You'd be laying on it, so it would create the depression.
That's what I mean, though. Not too sagging because it's firm. This is going to be awful.
Deflated balls.
Nick just got fodder for the week.
Yeah, the entire show.
There you go.
Seriously, are we the only people who are clean on this station?
I think so.
Man,
I think so. So more butthole conversations in Naperville coming up at 6 o'clock.